into really an extra storage room. It has paneled walls. It has tile on the floor. And nicely, the ceiling is fixed nice. And built-in closets all across one end. And a washer. No, a dryer hook.
The old smokehouse never knew.
No, but I know of no other. To me, that's somehow I got off on that term. Maybe nobody else uses that, but I do. I call them the smokehouse.
No, I quite often I've heard.
You have?
Yeah, you're not the first
person. No.
What would you call a lot of old worthless stuff that you're about to throw away?
Well, I'd call it junk. and many of them became antiques of my.
Did
not mine, but my grandfather.
And people would, well, I guess, did they have like anything in addition to smokehouse? Would people ever have like a junk room or something that they would just call a junk room?
Well, I guess so. We never did have that many rooms.
You didn't have enough rooms to spare for a junk room. And talking about daily housework, what would your mother have to do every morning after she
coming to life? Well, of course there were always beds to make, dishes to wash, and dinner to, and it was dinner, the noonday meal. Was and is. Still dinner.
Yeah. How about what did you use to sweep with?
A broom.
Just like the kind of thing?
Yes, I don't recall dust mops, but I'm sure, I mean, we did later in years, but I can't recall. I can't remember her ever not having a dust mop, I'll put it that way. And a rag mop to mop the, to wet mop.
Oh, to wet, yeah. And to get the clothes clean. How did they?
Well, I do remember my mother using a scrub board, but it was in addition to the washing machine that you had to feed the clothes into. Put them in and feed them through the wringer. Ringer type.
Mm-hmm. But they did have the wringer type.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There probably was a time when my mother didn't have one, but I can't really recall that time.
Did they have, do you remember when... Well, they may have had them when you were growing up. Professional places that just clean people's clothes for them or wash their clothes for them.
Well, I don't know that when there might have been a time that there wasn't, but as long as I can remember, there has been,
there's been laundry
cleaners. Uh-huh. Now, I'm referring to dry cleaners.
Dry cleaners. Well, how about laundry?
Oh, no. There was a laundry in a connection with the dry cleaning business in Paragould that used to run a truck up this way, but I'm sure there was no such thing as a laundry when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, when after they got out of the wringer washer, how did you get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
They were sprinkled. They were starched, of course, in a starch solution.
Uh-huh.
And then after they were dried on the line outside, they were brought in and sprinkled and ironed, dry ironed, with a dry iron.
Mm-hmm.
But of course we had electric iron.
Yeah, sure.
I remember my grandmother having the irons that you put on the stove, and I've heard my mother-in-law speak of charcoal irons.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been seeing them in museums.
Yeah,
I'm right.
Now, in a two-story house, how would you, to go from the first floor to the second floor, you have to go up the
stairway?
And then, like in any ordinary house, to get from the ground up to the, where the entrance or whatever, you'd have to go up the
steps.
Yeah. And now, did your house, I don't think I asked you this, the house where you grew up, did it have a, on the front of the house, did it have a...
very large.